first games come around fairly quick, you know. Always the first game is a very important one. You're always trying to get off to a positive start and try and get a one, especially when you're home, and it's going to be, you know, that's the plan for tomorrow, and it's not going to be easy against a fairly resilient Cavan Mullan team, you know, as they were last year for the first half of the game, you know.
And tell me, I know preparations is tricky sometimes, but how is preparations for the Donegal League going?
Well, compared to last year, we're probably a week to 10 days later starting this year for one thing or another. The involvement of Sligo and that, and Dustin Boyd and all that been available for the first week. But we're together now, it's last maybe 2 months. We've 2 months done, you could say, once a week, and then twice this week. Same as last week, we've played numerous friendlies against Ulster Senior League teams. We've played three friendlies in the last couple of weeks. And preparation's been good, to be fair. You know, as a change panel this year, but, you know, the boys have come in and have grabbed it with both hands, you know, and are vying for a jersey for tomorrow, which is very important for ourselves in the league, you know.
Yeah, and you brought in, I was reading during the week, a few players with senior experience, and all that will help on a big occasion.
Ah, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, Micheál Doherty's come into us, senior lagging this year. Micheál, we've been in the house for a while, he was younger, and Remy Foy's in, but Remy Foy's carrying an ankle injury, ligaments in his ankle, so he'll not be ready for tomorrow. So he's out for a couple of weeks. So not him, but it's very important to have him around now. Remy hasn't done a while out with us due to the injury, but Micheál's been around the place, and you can see that. You know why he's played at a higher level, and you know you could see in him when he, in the matches that he can do stuff that other players don't have. And you know, he's been very good, and he's come on, he's worked really hard, and he's pushing hard even the team tomorrow.
Sometimes you can go into these games in the dark, Brian, but do you know what to expect much off Cavan on morning?
Yeah, well, you know, they played a friendly during the week, and basically they're working off the same squad as last year. And to be fair to them, Kenny, for the first 20-25 minutes, even ending up to half an hour of last year, you know, it was under immense pressure. But once we got on top of them, we broke down, we ended up winning the game 5-0 comfortably. But so that's why they have a couple of players, like the two of the Smiths playing, and one of them would have played at Morton United in their time. And they'll be dogging, if you know what I'm saying. And you know, they'll come up with a game plan, try and stop us trying to play. And, you know, that's part of the plan. But hopefully, we've enough in the locker to get past them tomorrow, you know, which is very, very important. Obviously, get off a one and start if we can.
Yeah, that's a priority, I suppose, when you're your home game in this competition. You'll hope to make things to make home advantage count tomorrow.
Oh, definitely. We only have one home game because the other two's away in the show and at the end of the month, and then we Sligo lead them in the first week in January. So, you know, this is very, very important. That's where we had two home games last year. You know, the first one's vitally important to get that 3 points on the board, and that's what we'll be trying to do at all costs, trying to get that one across, you know. But then again, you know, to be fair, we beat Cavan on, and then they went to Sligo and drew last year, and then they nearly took points off, and they show in the last game they drew. So, you know, to be fair, you know, look full points, but, you know, that's the kind of team they are. You know, on the day, you just don't know how it'll go, but hopefully we'll be ready for them, you know.